Okay, let's get cracking. We are continuing to learn the third parak of Maseches Peh with Parak Gimel Mishnah Dalet and Parak Gimel Mishnah Hey. Says the Mishnah, Ha'imahus shel bitzalim chayavos bepeah. Mother onions, or the mothers of onions, are obligated in Peah. What does it mean, the mothers of onions? That's a bit of an odd expression. The imahos, right, typically refer to Sarif, Karachel, and Leah. Our imahos, our mothers. What does it mean, the mothers of onions? So the Bar Tanura explains that we're talking about big onions that were left in the ground in order to produce seeds, in order to make more onion seeds, sort of like if there's like a breeder for onions, right? If you want to produce more onions, they put these big mother onions in the ground, and those onions produce seeds. Now, because they're in the ground for so long, they're not exactly tasty. They're not exactly ideal onions to eat. But in case of an emergency, you would be able to technically eat it. It's edible, but it's certainly not an ideal onion to eat. So says the Mishnah, according to the Tanakhama, chayavos bepeah, these mother onions, even though they're not the most edible things in the world, even though they're not necessarily ideal to eat, they're still obligated in peah. They have to be calculated as part of peah. But continues the Mishnah, V'Rabbi Yossi Poter, but Rabbi Yossi says no, that you're exempt, you're not obligated in including these mother onions in Peah, because again, these onions are only really eaten in case of an emergency. They're not ideal to eat, and therefore, they're not obligated as part of your Peah obligation. Continues the Mishnah, Malbinos Habitzalim Shebein Hayarok. That now we're talking about a case, we had this word before, Malbinos, which sort of meant literally it means like bricks, but really it just means like a square of bitzalim of onions. Before we were talking about squares of wheat, now we're talking about squares of onions. Shebein hayarok. So you have a case where you have a field of vegetables, and in between the different vegetables are these squares of onions. Now, like we said before, the vegetables aren't really required, aren't really obligated in peah because they're not ro'i, they're not worthy of being put in storage because they're going to spoil. And one of the requirements for peah is that it's a food that will not spoil in storage. So even though the vegetables, the typical vegetables, are not obligated in peah, we have these malbinos habitzalim, we have these squares of onions which don't rot, which don't spoil, which are therefore obligated in peah. So the question is, we have these bunch of squares of these onions. So is each individual square of onions obligated in its own peah? Or do we calculate all of the squares of onions and then take peah from the entire thing? Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi. Omer Rabbi Yossi says, peah mikol echad ve'echad, that we take peah individually from each individual square of onions. Why is that so? Explains the Bar Tanura. Because having these vegetables and the square of onions, vegetables and square of onions, that's a very rare thing. That's a very odd thing. And therefore, it's really like their own separate fields. Each square is considered to have its own status as its separate field for the purpose of peah. Because again, this is not something which is common. This is quite rare. And therefore, each square has its own status of a field for the purposes of peah, according to Rabbi Yossi. But finishes off the Mishnah, V'chachamim omrim, and the Chachamim say, May echad al hakol. No, the Chachamim disagree, and the Chachamim hold that we calculate all the squares together for the purposes of peah. We don't look at them individually, but we look at them as a whole. And the reason for that, the Bar Tanura explains, is because the vegetables are insignificant. They're not important. They spoil soon, and therefore they're insignificant when next to the onions. The onions are really the main thing that's on the field. It's really an onion field that happens to have some vegetables there. And because the focus is the onion, because the ikar is the onions, we consider it to be one field, and therefore, says the Chachamim, we calculate all of the onions together, all of the onion squares together, when deciding how much peah to leave. Okay, now we're continuing with Perek Gimel, Mishnah Hey. Previously, we were talking about a lot of different examples of how fields could be separated in a physical way. If there's a physical barrier, if there's a physical path, if there's a physical irrigation canal, and so on, to separate the fields for the purpose of peah. Now in Perek Gimel Mishnah, we're going to discuss not a physical barrier that might separate the fields, but a legal barrier, when there's a legal separation between fields. You'll see what I mean in a moment. Says the Mishnah, Ha'achin Shachalku, if brothers separate, they own a field together. Their father, let's say, leaves them a field, but now they separate the field into two sections. One brother owns one section, the other brother owns the other section. Nosnin shtei peyos, says the Mishnah. We separate peyah twice. Each brother has to take his own separate peyah. Chazur v'nishtatu, but if they return and they ultimately v'nishtatu and they join back together again, they say, you know what? Let's become partners again. We'll own the field together again. In that situation, nosnin peyah achas, they would only give one peyah. So the idea is that if two people own the different parts of the field, they each have to give peyah separately. Continues the Mishnah, similar case. Shnayim shelokhu esa'il, and if two people bought a tree, nosnin peyah achas, they buy the tree together, they own the tree together, they have to give one peyah, separate one degree of peyah for the entire tree. However, lokach zetzfono v'zedrom, if one of them bought the northern part of the tree and the other one bought the southern part of the tree, zenosin peyah la'atzmo v'zenosin peyah la'atzmo, each individual, each person has to separate peyah from the part of the tree that he owns. Continues the Mishnah, one final case. Hamocher kilche ilon besoch sadeyu. If a person sells the tree sprouts from his field, they have fruit on them and they're in his field. Tree sprouts are basically like little mini tree stumps that people will plant in certain places. That's how you can plant a tree, by taking these tree sprouts and there's fruit on them. So if a person sells tree sprouts, says the Mishnah, no same peah mikol echad ve'echad, then he has to separate for each individual tree sprout that he brought. The buyer would need to separate peah for each individual tree sprout. Why would that be? Because the owner didn't sell him the land of the field. He didn't sell him the field itself. He simply sold him specific tree sprouts. So for each tree sprout that he plants with fruit, the buyer needs to separate peah for that individual tree. Again, he doesn't own, it's not one field that he owns. He doesn't own the field itself. He simply bought the tree sprout, and therefore he needs to take peah separately from each individual tree sprout. Continues the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says, and he's clarifying this past case, Amosai, when is it so that the buyer, the person who bought the tree sprouts, needs to separate peah for each individual tree sprout? Bizman Shaloshir Bal Hasada. That's only if the owner of the field didn't keep any of the tree sprouts for himself. If this guy bought all the tree sprouts, then he needs to separate peah for each individual tree sprout. But if the Bal Hasada Avalim Shier Bal Hasada, but if the Bal Hasada, if the owner of the field did leave some of the tree sprouts for himself, who knows in peah lakol, then he does need to, then the owner of the land needs to separate peah for all of it, not the buyer, but the owner of the land. Why is that so? The Bar Tanura points out that when the harvest began, the obligation of peah took effect, and therefore, if he maintained some of the tree sprouts at the end of the field, that obligation of the tree sprouts took effect on all of the tree sprouts, and therefore the buyer of the field in that circumstance, in that situation, the owner of the field, would need to separate peah for all of the trees. Have a great day.